This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Sorry, due to some tech problems, we had some audio issues where the kernel from Metal Gear 2 would pop in. Leg out.
Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. I see, it's something mean, it's supposed to be weekly. But I showed up, be so awesome, and I done it, be amazing. But enough about me, guess we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it was for the fans, it would have been canned a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Diddy mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Rated M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Trophy Whores. I am your spectacular host this week, Alex, which means, as you might have guessed, Tricky Mick is not with us. It's okay. He's still alive, but he had other business to tend to this week. So you've got me in the driver's seat. I guess it's better than having this guy, the guy to my right, my co-pilot in the driver's seat, Donnie. Isn't that right?
Well, you got to say it like that. I guess it's better.
I mean, look, Donnie, you fill a certain role on this show, and I love it when you're host, but Tricky Mick gets a little nervous. I can see him every time that he's sitting there, you know, at work and we're recording, he's not able to be on, and he knows you're the host. I can see him biting his fingernails and checking his watch every 5 minutes.
He might not be alive, because, you know, Rain was with us last week, and he might have got the Tricky before this week.
I mean, that's right, folks. The Trophy Horse Killer is back. Rain.
What's the business, everybody?
So this is your, correct me if I'm wrong, but your second week in a row on the show?
Yeah, I was on last week, and I will be, I obviously am on this week, so I had 2 weeks in a row.
But didn't I put a restraining order out on you, man?
Yeah, but, you know, with being down a yield and being down a Tricky, you got to go somewhere.
We go to Rain. You're the pretty much the unofficial fifth member of the show, because you've been on like at least like double digit times.
I'm sure I've been on a ton of episodes.
Yeah, and we're always glad to have you. And of course, since we're here talking to you, it means you didn't get to us. So me and Donnie are straight.
Truth be told, you guys are my favorites.
Nice, Donnie. I think that's what we call bragging rights. I thought since you're the Trophy Horse Killer, aren't we supposed to suck up to you, not the other way around, Ray?
It is what it is. I mean, I'm not sucking up to you. I'm just letting you know. That's why you guys are still, you know, kicking.
All right. Well, let's see what's up with our trophy count. Donnie, you lead the way in platinums. So how are you sitting on trophies? Are you got any more platinums? What's up?
No, I did not get any more plats. This is so crazy. You know what? I'm giving up on the Kingdom Hearts trophy right now because it's not hard. Well, it's hard to obtain, but it's not like Vanquish hard.
You know, Donnie, I see you playing that all the time.
Yeah, and I put in 100+ hours now. That's including both playthroughs, and these trophies are so ridiculous. And I would be highly, matter of fact, I'm gonna tweet and I'm gonna write to them not to make freaking 2.5 or 2 point whatever you want to give it trophies so freaking hard, because this is so ridiculous. I don't even want to explain it, talk about
well,
it.
Let's be honest, like, developers in the West, they seem to make trophies easier to get than some of the developers in the East. Like, a lot of the Japanese developers, like Platinum Games, love to make it hellacious for us to get trophies. Like, if you're trying to go, you're going in and you're trying to get Platinums and Bayonetta and fucking Vanquish, I mean, you might as well not do it. Like, the Resident Evil games, like, those are the standout games from Japanese developers that are actually, like, it's not hard to obtain the Platinum. Like, if you're willing to put in the time, you can get it. But mostly, it seems like Western developers are just like, eh, fuck it, here, take a Platinum.
Yeah, yeah, if you're willing to put in the time for Kingdom Hearts, you're going to get it eventually, but it's like I said before, it's like all these remade games, when they add trophies, it's like, why are you making us play this remade game 100 times mandatory for a bronze trophy? You know, and yeah, and it's crazy. So I'm going to move it on to the rest of the other two Kingdom Hearts games that's on the collection and just call it. And I'm not even going for the Platin rechain the memory because that game sucked. I didn't even finish it when it's on part two, when it was on Station 2.
Donnie, how long has it been since you had a Platinum?
It's been a minute, and I could have. I just knew Kingdom Hearts was going to be my next plat because I like, I got to. Kingdom Hearts is like my second, third favorite franchise. I got a platinum this, and then they throw this at me. And I didn't even read my trophy count ranting about that. Level 24, 4648, as same as last week, and plat 61 still.
Man, Donnie, you know what, dude? I'm going to be catching up to you soon. I'm only 20 platinums away and less than 1,000 total trophies away, so I'm coming for you, Donnie.
Coming. You are.
Because my total trophy count is now 3864, and I have a brand new platinum to share with everyone. I got the platinum in Uncharted Golden Abyss.
That's a trophy I seen on your trophy count.
Yep, two straight Vita platinums, Rayman Origins, and then Uncharted Golden Abyss. And Uncharted Golden Abyss is actually one that Tricky Mick does not have. We were talking about today. He, after having to get all the bounties, he's like, you know what? I'm just going to give up. But I plowed right through and was like, you know what? I need that platinum. I'm going to do it.
I've got that plat. That's a good plat.
I had never heard the term "I need that platinum" before.
Well, see, I'm obviously a huge Uncharted fan, and we've got some big news for Uncharted fans later in the show in our topics. But like, I love the Uncharted games, and Tricky had always talked about how Uncharted Golden Abyss was a full fledged Uncharted game, which it totally is. I'm very happy with what Bend Studio did with it. They developed it instead of Naughty Dog. Of course, Naughty Dog created Uncharted, but Ben developed this one. Great characters as usual. It's an Uncharted game. They actually add some new things with like charcoal rubbings, holding the PS, the Vita up to the light.
That one was great. I got a huge kick out of that.
So
the camera can like reveal the image on the paper. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, they add some really cool things in there. The game's really collecty. Like, there's a whole lot of collectibles, and having the bounties be random drops. That was kind of shitty.
It's Uncharted.
But they did a really good job with it. So, I had waited so long to play it, and once I started playing, it was like, you know what, I'm just going to burn through this. Had to play through it three times, but I just earned my third Platinum Trophy in an Uncharted game. My first ever 100% in an Uncharted game because, 2 and 3 have all those multiplayer trophies I'm just not going to go after. But yeah.
I don't count those. Add-on trophies, I don't count those. I know I 100% of this game already, and I don't need to prove myself again.
Well, Donnie, as much as I enjoy that enthusiasm, it still says like a big 53% of the way completed with my Uncharted 2 or 3 trophies whenever I look at it. So kind of got to count it. I can't cheat it like that. So I've got now a total of 41 platinums in 40 games. Rain, anything changed since last week?
I've just got a few extra miscellaneous trophies. My overall level is 16, like last week. 21 platinums. I have 2147 total trophies now. I picked up a bunch of Little Big Planet Vita trophies. And since I got my PS4, I've got a few trophies in the playroom. And I've just started on Battlefield 4's campaign and picked up a few trophies today on that. So, just random trophies.
With any luck, you'll be catching Tricky Mick because he's been stuck on, what was it, 33 for a while. I think he got another one. I think he got a new one, as reflected here in our trophy counts. But we'll let him talk about that. But we'll jump right into what we've been playing. Rain, you said you got a PS4?
Yeah, I got the PS4 on launch day, and I haven't had a whole lot of time to spend with it because this is Sunday as we're recording. I got it on Friday, but it came in kind of later in the afternoon because I ordered it through Amazon, and then I had to record an unboxing video with my wife, which is on YouTube, which is pretty awesome. And then on top of that, just the issues with launch day having, the PSN be really inundated. I guess they had over 1 million PS4s sold on launch day, so the PSN had issues keeping up with all that. So I was able to download my updates and stuff like that, and pretty much that was it on the launch day. And then I worked yesterday, being Saturday, because I've got Battlefield 4 from PS3, so I just did a $10 upgrade to the PS4. You have to download it and install it, and it's a 35 gigabyte game to download and install, so it's taking quite a while. In fact, right now it's only up to like 30 gigabytes. I still got a few gigabytes to go. But the neat thing about the PS4 is when you install the game, it installs the campaign first. And so I was able to start playing the campaign, even though the whole game is maybe 50% or so installed. I'm able to play through the campaign while it downloads and installs the rest, which was kind of neat.
Awesome. Well, one of my friends has it too. He got the PS4 on launch day, and the one thing he told me was obviously loads faster, and then it looks prettier. I haven't really heard much beyond that, but
I think it's going to take a little while just to get used to it. I mean, it's a different system, and so I mean, it's going to take a little getting used to, you know. And after a while, it just becomes second nature. The user interface is a little bit different, and also the controls. I mean, the basics are there, just like the other DualShocks. The triggers are definitely better. The analog sticks are definitely better. The lack of the start and select button is kind of a weird thing to get used to. And most of the options that would normally be in a start menu are in under the options button, which is kind of, I mean, those two buttons, start, options, and share, are kind of at the edge of the controller near the top, and it's kind of tough to get that muscle memory. Instead of trying to reach across for the start button, you've got to reach up towards the top of the controller to hit that. That'll take a little while to get used to, I think. But otherwise, I mean, everything's pretty much
cool.
Of course.
I will say that for PlayStation Plus, I'm kind of jealous that I don't have a PS4 right now, but Contrast, a really cool looking game that was first shown, or at least I first heard about through my friend Amanda. I heard some really positive things about that. That's actually free for PlayStation Plus members right now. So if you get a chance to download it, Rain, you will have to let me know how that game is.
Yeah, I definitely have intentions to do that. I saw that was on there, and it's definitely an intriguing game. Like I said, right now I'm just working through trying to get my Battlefield 4 installed. I've also got Killzone Shadowfall coming. I ordered that from Newegg for $45, so it'll be here this week. Unfortunately, I haven't played any of the other Killzones, so I'm probably going to go back and play through 2 and 3, which I own on the PS3, before
That's right. You have the huge backlog of games.
Yeah,
that
I have a huge backlog of games. Yeah, so I'm actually going to – I mean, I've got two PS3s still, and I plan on keeping them and going back and playing games at will. I'm still working through Arkham Origins on my PS3 as well, so I don't imagine my PS3s will be retired anytime soon. There's plenty of stuff to do on them.
Okay, I'm going to jump right into that Arkham Origins. Did you talk about that much last week? Did I miss that?
I don't think we talked anything about it, really, just the fact that I had played it during Extra Life.
Okay, I mean, like, what are your thoughts on that? Because Tricky Mick had told me, I asked him point blank, you know, if someone liked Arkham City, would they like Arkham Origins? And he said they'd probably like it better. What are your thoughts on the game?
I haven't played City yet. I have City. I haven't played it yet. What I did was I played Arkham Asylum. I own Arkham City. I got the Arkham Origins Collector's Edition. And looking at the review scores, because Arkham City was near perfect, like 96s across the board on Metacritic. So it was like, well, and then Arkham Origins has like a 70-something. So I decided that I would go back and play Origins first so that I wouldn't get the shock of having to play the City, which, you know, by all reviews is the superior game. So I'm actually enjoying it. From what I've heard, it's very similar to City, like the way the game plays and everything like that. I haven't had any real issues with it. I'm enjoying it. I think a lot of the characters are pretty awesome. I really enjoy Penguin, right? Like, I'm pretty early in the game, but I'm dealing with Penguin right now, and I really like the way they did his character. And I mean, I'm enjoying it. So, I mean, I definitely would recommend you give it a shot if you like the other Arkham games. I haven't played City yet, though.
Yeah, City, I will say, for the longest time, was the year it came out, which I think was 2011, it was my game of the year. And that's even with Uncharted 3 coming out. And until Bioshock Infinite, it was probably the best game that I had played for that year-plus span.
I don't know, you know, if you like it as well as City. I'm not sure. Like I said, I not played it, but I mean, I'm enjoying it. It took me a little while to get into it. I started playing it during Extra Life, and I think I was just way too tired to really grasp it and follow it, but I played it a little bit since then, and I'm actually into it and enjoying it. So, but yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's going to live up to City. I, having not played it, I can't tell you, but it's not a bad game at all.
You guys don't need me here.
We always need you, Donnie.
We're still on What Are You Playing, though? But other than that, yeah, I've been playing a Little Big Planet on my Vita. I got that code for Extra Life, and I've been working through that, and that's about it. Arkham Origins, Battlefield 4 on my PS4, and Little Big Planet on my Vita. That's what I've been playing.
Well, Rain's over here playing PS4 games and Arkham Origins, and I'm over here playing like Uncharted Golden Abyss, which is good. But I've been playing a little bit of Poker Night 2 at the inventory. It's free for PlayStation Plus right now. And the thing that game has taught me is that I suck at poker. Like, I kind of already knew it, but like the fact that I can't beat like a talking dog and Claptrap in poker very easily. It just shows me that I'll never be a gambler. Like, I need to stay away from gambling, or else I might as well. If I do try to gamble, it'd be better probably just to go take my money and burn it in a barrel. Because this game frustrates. It should be fun. It should be kind of like, I'm not losing any money, no real money. It should be fun, but it frustrates the hell out of me. Because I always kind of lose. I'm better at Omaha than I am at Hold'em, but yeah, the game kind of frustrates the hell out of me. Donnie, what have you been playing? That's all. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Kingdom Hearts.
Anything besides Kingdom Hearts?
No, just that, because I've been grinding like crazy. Right now, I'm focusing on those gummy ship missions. And those, like I said earlier, so freaking ridiculous. So when I started back up, I'm going to just move on to Rechain the Memory, which I'm just going to breeze through that one time because I don't like the game. So I just want to know the story on why Sora was put in the chamber at the beginning of part two. So that's the reason why I want to play it.
All right. Well, gentlemen, with that aside, should we jump into our topics?
Yeah.
And Donnie, I noticed you made a little stealth move here. You tried to get it in like under our guise. You moved this story to the top, and Tricky actually warned me. He said to not let you go nuts on this story. So apparently some PS3 users, I'm going to do that so much. It's just like with the Vita.
It's going to take a little while. Yeah.
The PlayStation 4, apparently some users, I don't think there's a total number for that, an exact number, but have seen a mysterious blinking red light on the PS4, in which many of them feared was a sign that their hardware was now bricked, that it was dead. Apparently that little red line does not mean that. Essentially what it means, according to IGN, is that it's overheating. Your PS4 is still good. It hasn't melted, nothing like that. You just need time to cool it down. So just turn it off, step away, and let it cool down. And yeah, so no reason to panic. Of course, everyone kind of panics about these things because, as Donnie likes to mention, when new hardware comes out, there's obviously going to be issues with the first batch. It may not be widespread, but there will be issues. And so I'm sure that when the internet saw this and a few people probably had a heart attack or a coronary and had to go to the hospital for this. But everything seems to be okay. Donnie, I'd like to give you the floor on this one. But don't go crazy or else I'll never hear about the end from Tricky. Tricky will never let me sleep again if I let you go nuts on this topic.
Well, you're going to hear it anyway, because that wasn't just awe that was going on. Because first of all, let me just say the blinking red light, yeah, it's really not a big deal because it does that on the Station 3. So,
but that is kind of a big deal, though. I mean, if the system is heating up that quickly to the point where it's overheating, that's the problem.
And didn't they say that the PS4 was supposed to run cooler than the PS3?
Yeah, they're saying that the reason behind that is the fact that the power supply is built into the PS4. Instead of having a brick on the outside, the heat is just being trapped inside of such a small space, because the PS4 is quite a bit smaller than a PS3. So I think that people are thinking that that's the cause of it, whether that is or not, it really needs to be addressed, because right now it's like 70 degrees outside here in New Mexico, which is, warm, but it's not hot. But come the summertime, it gets up into the hundreds and even indoors, it gets hot as hell. And I'll be damned if I'm going to, let my PS4 get overheated because of this. Like, somebody needs to figure out a fix for that.
Yeah, you're right. My rephrase of words, I didn't mean to say not a big deal, because yeah, you're right. It is a big deal, especially because it's a new system. But I mean to say no need to panic Yeah, because that's what happens with the Station 3. When it overheats, you get the blinking red light. And when you don't cut off your system properly, you also get the blinking red light. So yeah, no need to panic. Rephrase the word. But more news, I didn't put that in here. The other news that I also came across, video and literature about people where PlayStation 4 is arriving dead on arrival. So not even being able to cut on or all the other good stuff. So yeah, basically what I really want to say is that they don't want to word it like this because it's bad marketing. which I do understand the whole bad marketing. But yeah, you people who buy the first batch are basically beta testers for this new systems, but they don't want to word it like that because, yeah, like I just said, it's bad marketing to say, well, come buy this brand new PlayStation 4. You're going to beta test it for us, but you're going to give us the money right off top.
Yeah, I mean, it's if you have any issues with your PlayStation 4, of course, if you buy it and it's dead on arrival, as Donnie said, obviously Sony, you have a warranty. There is a one-year manufacturer's warranty on most electronics you buy, so you're still, you know, you're in the green, you're good. But you can always call Sony's customer service at 1-800-345-SONY.
Oh, yeah, you got the warranty, but it's just the whole point is, like, I bought my junk and I want to play it now because that's when I expect to play it now.
I agree. I mean, you want it, you get it in, you don't want to deal with the hassle of sending it in or anything like that. But these things happen, and, you know, it's good to know that you're protected. You don't go nuts.
And Sony customer service suck. Ah. Can hate Sony's
customer. I'm gonna go ahead and say that Sony's customer service has always been like I've always found it to be a very pleasant experience. They haven't always like okay. For instance, I called in one time, like I got a free year of PlayStation Plus because I went to E3 one year, and I let it expire accidentally because I figured if I enter the 1 year code before my subscription lapses, then what's gonna happen is it's just gonna go to a year, and I'm gonna lose that part of my subscription that was left.
Yeah. It stacks though.
So what happened was I let it lapse accidentally, unknowingly. I looked at it one day and I was like, oh shit, it's gone. So I called Sony and I explained the situation. They were like, sorry, we can't do anything about it, which it's totally my fault. You know, they couldn't fix anything. You know, they couldn't give me another code. So it sucked, but I mean, really, the situation was my own fault. So I've only found Sony to be very helpful as far as. And Donnie, I don't know if you've had any horror stories, any nightmare experiences with them, but mine have always been kind of positive.
Nah, we gotta get this show ended.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right, well, let me ask you something, Rain. I'm gonna do that this entire show too. Rain, does this kind of scare you about your PS4 that you're going to play it for too long? Because I used to play the PS3. The thing that killed my PS3, my first one, was that I played like for 6 or 8 hour runs, like straight, like no stopping. Like you give me Batman Arkham Asylum, and I played it for like 6 hours straight. And I'm sure that didn't help. Just kind of worry you that you know has it changed? Like, are you gonna be like, you know what? I'm just going to play for you know a couple hours, and I'm going to set it down.
I've always got the worries in the back of my mind, even when I ordered it. And of course, hearing the stories online, I don't know how widespread the problems are. I haven't had any real issues with mine. I did have, when I was playing through the Battlefield 4 campaign, I had one point where the game just booted out to the user interface. just, you know, out of nowhere. I don't know what caused it, but I went back into the game and I picked up right where I left off. There was no problem. But it was just kind of one of those, whoa, what just happened? But I mean, like we said, it's early on in the stages. There's going to be patches and updates and things. And like I said, hopefully, you know, they get the whole overheating thing figured out because that's going to be a problem. But I mean, I don't play huge amounts of time, you know, with no breaks. I'm married. And if I did that sort of thing, I wouldn't be married for long. I get in what I can when I can, but it's usually not a problem.
You mean to tell me you ain't got your woman in check?
I don't. You know,
I mean, when you're married,
who's seen my wife? I mean, I don't try and keep her in check.
When you're married, you gotta pass those sticks. Sometimes you gotta hand the control over. It's all about, you know, it's all 50-50 from this point.
Hey, yeah. Rain,
I mean,
Rain,
good. She's good though.
Rain, when your station had booted you to the menu, did it go?
Whatever. I'll do what I want.
It was crazy. I was right in the middle of a mission and just shot it out to the user interface. It basically shut the game down, but it did recognize that there was a problem and gave me the option to send a report to Sony, which of course I did. So we'll see what happens, but I didn't have any problem getting right back into the game and picking up right where I left off. So I think I was okay with it, but yeah, I mean, I'm always worried, but once again, I know that if something, you know, were to go wrong with my system, that Sony would make it right. So I just, you know, put my faith in that.
Yeah. I mean, when you're launching a new system, you don't want bad press. So, I mean, I'm sure Sony, any issue, Sony's going to take care of it, especially with the Xbox One launching. And Sony's had such good press over Microsoft. ever since announcing the PS4 and what people learned about the Xbox One, that Sony's going to make sure that nothing, you know, if there's any stumbling blocks, there's any, you know, bumps, they're going to smooth them out. They're going to take care of them.
The all the words on the Twitters today were that the PlayStation 4 sold 1 million copies in the first 24 hours, which is the largest console launch ever. So basically, PlayStation 4 sold 200,000 units more than the Game Boy Advance did in its first month in one day in the United States, because we still don't have Europe's numbers. And then Sony said that they were expecting a 0.4% failure rate on shipped consoles. So at a million, you know, if the million units went out, that's 4,000 units that Sony is expecting to be dead on arrival, to have major issues with them. And I think a lot of what you're going to hear is obviously the people who are having issues are going to be the ones who speak up. You know, like, I'm not out on the internet talking about how wonderful the PS4 is because I'm busy playing it, you know, so it's, you're not hearing a lot of praise as opposed to a lot of, you know, I mean, if my PlayStation was bricked when it got to me, best believe I'd be on the internet raising hell, you know, I'd scream in whatever forum would hear me about how bad, you know, my experience was. So
yeah, the vocal minority, I think, is what you would call that.
Yeah.
Sony, you
pay what he owes.
All right. Well, one of the biggest games for the PlayStation 4, besides Killzone, one of the biggest exclusives, at least, is Infamous Second Son. Infamous, created by Sucker Punch, introduced on the PS3, has become a great series, great franchise for Sony. And obviously, they're continuing here. I believe, obviously, Cole is not the main, he's not the protagonist anymore. The game's taking place in Seattle. I gotta be honest, I don't know a whole bunch about this game. It's really one of those things where I look at it and it's like, you know what, Sony's got some big exclusives, but, you know, it's not really for me. But if you're into Infamous Second Son, know that it's coming out next year, March 21st, 2014. So they finally got a date on it. Guys, are you, either one of you, excited for Infamous Second Son? Because Infamous was one of those games where it's kind of like, it had that intrigue at the beginning because it was Infamous versus Prototype, and
yeah,
two big open world games with super powered characters, and it's like, okay, which one are you gonna go for? And Infamous seemed to win that, and I enjoyed Infamous. It was a good game, but at the same time, that whole open world kind of thing, mission structure, it's kind of one of those things that it kind of broke for me at that point. Great games created by a great developer, so obviously the game's gonna sell well, but are either of you, you know, is this a game you're gonna pick up? Rain, are you setting some money aside for this?
I'm not setting money aside. I probably will end up playing Infamous Second Son. I haven't played the other two, so again, this is a case where I go back to my PS3 to play the first two to get ready for the third. But I haven't played them, I'm telling you, my backlog is massive.
Wow. Well, any news you got for this, zip it.
Oh, on Infamous? Yeah. I mean, I don't have a whole lot. I know what you guys know. It's in Seattle and the kid and whatnot, but yeah, I don't know much.
Okay. All thing I know that is coming out in March, and they also have a bundle announced where you can pre-order, but I'm not that intrigued as I was with the first two, because Infamous story it's not really where I thought it would be at this point for them to come out with a third one. I am intrigued somewhat because the title actually got me intrigued, not the actual game itself. The actual title got me intrigued because it's called Second Son, and I want to know, what do they mean by Second Son? Is this his second son and we don't know about the first one, or what?
Or is this guy even related to Cole at all, this new protagonist?
Is he related or all? And if he is related, I bet you the mama is the black chick in the second one.
Okay, well, first of all, the dude looks kind of like, he looks very pale. So I'm not sure, Donnie, if your theory is correct.
No, that don't count. You must don't watch Maury. That don't count.
Infamous, I mean, Infamous Second Son can be kind of referring to, I mean, Infamous First Son could be Cole, and this new character, it just could be kind of a way of saying, without saying Infamous 3, it could be a kind of way of saying Infamous 3. As in this new guy is the second son, Cole was the first one. I have no clue, but
hey, that's a nice theory also. But the only reason I say this, it could be the black chick's kid, is because he got the same powers as the black chick. That's why I said that.
Oh, okay. Donnie, for those of us who are a little bit ignorant, what are his powers?
Well, he got, it's kind of like fire, yeah, some type of fire power, mixed in with some of Cole's powers also. The black chick has some kind of, I forget her name, so if you get offended out there, black folks, get over it. But,
yeah, that'll really, if you offend people, that's what you tell them, get over it. And yeah, that,
yeah, get over it.
That's
yeah,
the worst, you would be the worst press release PR disaster handler ever.
I say it because if I don't say it, the neighbor down the street gonna call you a black chick. So, hey, get over it. But no, yeah, she had fire type powers, and the second son protagonist has fire type powers, and he also has a mixture of Cole's powers. So that's why I said that. That's what my theory is coming from. I don't see any ice type power. At least they didn't show it. Oh, I didn't see a trailer of ice type power, which was the other chick. So that's why I'm ruling her out. And then on top, I guess I'm gonna be doing it too. But Alex, if you remember, it was one scene. You went with the route of the black chick with her, you know, she kind of made a hit on you, so they can take it from there also. So that's why I'm using my theory.
Okay. All right, I can go with that, Donnie. Yeah, again, Infamous Second Son, for those of you who are excited about it, is coming out March 21st. If you want to wait on the bundle, I think they're announcing the date of the bundle, but it is being bundled with the PlayStation 4. So if you want to wait on buying a PlayStation 4, you can get the game in a bundle, and I think they will be announcing a date on that very shortly, this week probably. Good for Sony for getting two big exclusive games out there within like the first 3 or 4 months, of course being Killzone and Infamous. Because the PlayStation 3, you know, it had Resistance at launch, and I think the next exclusive was MotorStorm. So it seems like Sony is doing a better job this time around of getting the big games out there.
MotorStorm is a big game?
MotorStorm games were awesome. Don't you dare sass them. I mean, like, before, after MotorStorm, like, the next big exclusive was, I think it was Warhawk. Lair and Heavenly Sword came out, and then
Uncharted came was out. It was an early.
It was. Title it was. Time. It was in December. It was a year.
Heavenly Sword was before all of them, wasn't it?
No, Heavenly Sword came out. I think Lair came out, and then Heavenly Sword came out, and then Warhawk came out, and Uncharted was in November, December.
All right. Well, speaking of Heavenly Sword, before we move on, real quick, you guys hear about the movie?
No, I'm assuming there's going to be a Heavenly Sword movie, or at least the rights have been optioned.
Yeah, there's supposed to be a movie release, and just move on.
I'll believe that when I see the Shadow of the Colossus movie that has been licensed like 4 years
don't
ago.
Don't do that. What? Move on. Move on.
All right. So for those of you who don't have a PlayStation 4, there's a big announcement for The Last of Us. Naughty Dog, of course, be one of my favorite developers. And as I loved The Last of Us, I was very excited to hear about this. They have got a new DLC called Left Behind, The Last of Us Left Behind. It's a single-player DLC, and it's going to evolve. It's going to kind of revolve around Ellie and her best friend, Riley, her friend from a military academy. I guess they haven't really talked a lot about it other than that, Riley is Ellie's best friend and she's kind of her mentor. And, you know, they've released a teaser for it. It shows them in the kind of this underground area, like looking at a carousel, really excited to see a carousel. Cause that's not the kind of thing you see in the post-apocalyptic outbreak world. But they say the DLC is going to be $15. So it's a hefty price. So they can pack a lot of content in there, because that's the price of a game, like the top line of cost of most games, or for a while there was. And it's going to be out early next year. So you're going to have to wait, and it's going to be a little pricey. But for those of you who love The Last of Us, I mean, I guarantee it expands more in Ellie's story. So if you fell in love with that character like a lot of us did, you're probably going to be willing to throw down the $15. And when does Naughty Dog disappoint?
Oh, yeah. This is going to be great. More crying, and they already explained the whole DLC at the very end of the game when she announced that why she was the chosen one.
Yeah. Well, go ahead, Donnie.
Spoiler, I guess, if you haven't played it yet, at the end of the game, right before the credits roll, and Ellie tells her, you know, yay and nay about her question, did the Fireflies really you know, go, she tells her story on why she was, why she don't get affected. You know, her friend, her best friend, this, and that's how she got bit and all this.
Yeah, that's what I think this, I mean, obviously we've already put a spoiler tag around it, so I guess anybody at this point, but
you know, I completely forgot about that, so I kind of think it just got ruined for me all over again. Like, I would have forgotten and like played the DLC and then just horrified and cried the entire time. It's like, no.
Okay, basically, so, the story of how Ellie got infected is basically what I think it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. The whole story before she even knew Joel was in existence. So I think it's going to be pretty cool. The whole thing is, the only drag about it is that, you know, when you took over Ellie in the main campaign, you know, she's not as strong as Joel. So I wonder what kind of stuff they're going to encounter in there. So that's what intriguing.
Yeah,
that'd be good to see.
Yeah, it'd be good to see. Yeah.
I will say that of the characters, I like Joel a lot, but of those two characters, Ellie was the one that I took to the most. So I think that I would rather see more DLC of her, more of her story than of Joel's.
Yeah, because we know Joel's story, because, you know, he's 20 years later, you know, he's still mourning the loss of his daughter, you know. So we know his story. Yep. Ellie, we don't know about. We get to see, what's the, I think I'm going to name this type, name the show Black Chick. What's the Black Chick she was traveling with?
I can't remember the flight by chick.
Yeah, but we get to see her and what kind of way she manipulates Ellie into thinking that she's the one, you know, or even if that's what really went down and stuff like that. So I can't wait for it. I'm going to be crying all over again. I know it. I just know it.
And, of course, this past week we got some other big Naughty Dog news. There's going to be a new Uncharted game exclusive to the PlayStation 4, obviously. Well, of course, it wouldn't be on Xbox, but it's not going to be on the PlayStation 3 either. It's developed solely for the PlayStation 4. And the voiceover, it's a new voice. It's what seems to be a new character, and Naughty Dog basically hasn't said whether Nathan Drake's going to be returning. So we could be getting an all-new character. An all-new protagonist in this new Uncharted game.
It's Nate's brother.
See, the way Quentin Drake.
The way the guy was talking in the trailer, it seemed like this is probably the antagonist's voice, like, because he's talking about, you know, getting revenge and you owe me and paying back, you know, stuff like that. So I'm thinking that's a voiceover of the antagonist, and I imagine that Drake will probably be the protagonist still.
Pay what he owe.
Yeah, that's what you're going to pay what you owe. It's the Santa Stalker.
You're going to pay what you owe, Nate.
I think that's a very good theory there, Rain, and you definitely could be right.
Because of the fact that this was a teaser trailer and basically it was just, you know, the map overview and stuff like that, there wasn't a whole lot of real footage that this game's probably pretty early in development. So we you know, we won't see it actually released for quite a while, and that's why it's a PS4 exclusive.
Oh yeah, they got me on that trailer, on that teaser trailer. I never once have I got by a teaser trailer before. I would probably say because I play and I know the game.
Donnie, already. we know you're lying when you say that. You ain't never been got by a teaser trailer.
I never got by a teaser trailer before. I always be like, you know what? I'll wait till they put out the real trailer. And yeah, but this is the first time a teaser trailer got me. But like I said, it's probably helped due to the fact that I know about Uncharted already. So that's probably why the teaser trailer got me. Like, oh, snap. Because from what I got from the teaser trailer, which I hope I'm right, is that the story seems like it might get picked back up. Because Uncharted 3, story went droughtful to me. I didn't care for the story too much.
Well, the thing about Uncharted 3 is when it ends, and I guess spoiler, but I don't know if I still don't think you had to put spoiler tags for a 2-year-old game. We'll do it anyway. Uncharted 3 kind of ended, and the way it ended was you could say, well, that could be the end of the series, and I'd be totally happy. But I will say that Elena better be in this game, and I'd even like to see Chase, the girl from Golden Abyss. Of course, they both seem to be kind of love interest for Drake, so you know that probably won't work out too well for Drake if he's even in this game. But I would I just can't imagine an Uncharted game without those characters. Like, if you give me a whole new character, it's kind of like, I gotta get to know this guy now. I just can't imagine it without Drake.
Well, yeah, I was about to say that. Skip the those other two characters you named. Well, yeah, those would be cool. But yeah, Uncharted without Drake, man, what the heck? I don't think you can even call that Uncharted. Call that Uncharted 0.2, 0.5, I guess. Yeah.
Exactly, just like Kingdom Hearts, Donnie. Beware.
Yeah, but you forgot Sully, man. How are you not going to include Sully into this? I hope we get these type people.
Yeah, I would like to see Sully, but honestly, it's not like a deal breaker. Sully's not a deal breaker.
Oh, man, move on. Sully is the man, man.
Okay, all right, well, Donnie, let's get into this topic. You can unleash some of that rage. Dead Rising 3, apparently, if you beat it on a certain difficulty level, there essentially you get a character, you unlock a character that looks a lot like Mega Man, Mega Man X from the Mega Man X games. And apparently Donnie thought this was a multi-platform game, which is going to be exclusive to the Xbox One. So, Donnie, what do you have to say about this? This is an Xbox topic on our show, so... We rarely let this happen, but you said you wanted to say something, so the floor is yours.
I just want to say something because, I thought this was a multi-platform game. And, if you beat the game, you get the costume, Mega Man costume. But if you beat it on Nightmare, you get to blast the Mega Man gun. You were used the Mega Man gun, which I thought that's what really got me. Like, oh, that's pretty cool. And it put me more towards... Dead Rising 3. I never played the other three, but I always was intrigued and I always wanted to play. I just never got around to them. Like, oh, sweet. I'm going to put this in the news because that's pretty sweet. And I don't really care for Mega Man too much, but it's cool to see Mega Man in this form.
First of all, the Dead Rising games, like on normal, they're a pain in the ass. They are, like, if you enjoy those games, and I platinum Dead Rising 2 and I hate myself for it. If you enjoy those games, you're a masochist. Those games, you make you hate yourself because when you're going through the first time and you have to save the people and you have to complete the story missions and you feel like you're so limited, like you can't do everything you want to do. And then when you play it again after you've gotten a bunch of the trophies or achievements and you finished, got a bunch of the unlockables, you feel like there's too much fucking time. I hate that game. It's fun, but yet it makes me want to pull my hair out. I can't explain it any better than that.
But did you watch the little trailer for it, for the Mega Man costume?
I saw the Mega Man costume, but I did not watch the trailer.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, the whole Mega Man being able to use the blaster was really intriguing. You know, the costume looks pretty sweet, too, for this 3D environment of the most modern games nowadays. And plus, the use the blaster. Let's move on because it's not... a station topic, and I thought that kind of sucks that it's exclusive to the gas one.
Well, Donnie, I thought you were going to go crazy on that one. I thought you were going to rant a little bit more.
No, I wasn't going to rant about it. I just wanted to say that was kind of whack how we giving them our games, but they being so selfish and not giving us Gears. I want Gears of War. We gave them our gear. Why can't they give us another gear in return?
All right. Well, okay. So that didn't get you worked up. Let's see if this gets you worked up. Apparently in Metal Gear Solid 5, you can play as Classic Snake. Essentially, a pixelated Snake, not necessarily quite as blocky as the PlayStation 1 version, but as they point out on PSU, it's a very standoutish Snake. It's not as smooth as you would expect. So it's kind of a pixelated blocky Snake. We've learned that David Hayter, of course, the longtime voice of Solid Snake, he's not the voice of Solid Snake in Metal Gear Solid 5. I believe that's Kiefer Sutherland. Yep. And apparently, even Classic Snake, it's not David Hayter's voice. Donnie, how do you feel about this? Donnie, go.
This is going to get me more worked up than a Mega Man. Now, people, we are playing a so ramped up graphically wise machinery. And yes, Snake is my man, and I'm mad that David won't be there for this trip. and Metal Gear 1 was my start to the Metal Gear franchise. But I don't want to see Metal Gear 1 Snake in my freaking Blu-ray graphic, super graphic-wise game. And then on top of that, it's not even Gear. Okay, you said Ground Zero is boss, right?
Yeah.
So why would I want to play Snake and Boss in Boss's campaign? Because won't that alter the whole facial experience of, you know, him having his face expressions? Because he don't have a face expression. Snake 1 didn't have a face expression. He didn't even have, he just have a block with closed eyes and a bandana probably going over half his eyelids. So I don't want to see that. Yeah.
You know, to be honest, like, you're not as angry as the thing I thought you would be angry about, which was the whole David Hayter not being involved in this at all.
Oh, I was about to say that, but then you cut me off. David! Hideo Kojima, what the heck, man? Has anybody heard Kiefer speak yet as Snake?
David Hayter doesn't love you, Donnie. I want you to know that.
For what I hear, that it wasn't even his fault. They didn't even approach him. He didn't even know they was coming out with a Metal Gear 5. I started reading it in the internet. He said he wasn't even approached about Metal Gear 5. So I think that's kind of what the heck on Kojima's part or Konami's part. Like, can you at least tell the man he ain't got a job this year or this season?
Well, they kind of did in a not-so-subtle way.
Yeah. Like, man, what the heck? Like, but still, has anybody heard Kiefer? Is it, if I'm saying it right, is it Kiefer or
Kiefer?
Kiefer, okay. It's Kiefer. Have anybody heard him speak yet? As Snake?
I've heard him speak as Jack Bauer.
Yeah.
Is he using Jack's voice for Snake?
Well, Jack's voice is Kiefer Sutherland's voice.
He's got, I mean, yeah, he's got just a raspy voice. I mean, it's, I like Kiefer Sutherland's voice. I mean, it kind of sucks that the guy who was, you know, Snake for so long, David Hayter's not going to be Snake now, but I mean, I personally am a fan of Kiefer Sutherland, so, you know, I'm going into it with an open mind.
Well, yeah, and I'm not bagging on Kiefer, because, you know, Lost Boys was good.
The last fire will rise behind those eyes. Black House will rock. Blind boys don't lie.
And
he's done a couple things since then too.
I know. Well, that's the oldest one I could think of that people would be like, "Whoa, he went back old school."
Yeah, he did. He went way back.
But yeah, I'm not bagging on Kiefer. I just, you know, change. You know, war brings change.
All right, so Donnie, you gave me my rant that I wanted. I'm happy. We can move on. So this will bring us to our final talk of the show, more of a kind of a newsy bit than anything, but Batman Arkham Origins, which we talked a little bit about on the show, Tricky's played it, Rain's played it, they're coming out with, at least in the UK, a Batman Arkham collection. Essentially, it's going to pack in all three games, Asylum, City, and Arkham Origins, into one nifty package. Apparently, you'll get download codes for the PS3 and Xbox 360 versions of Asylum and City. And the PS3 bundle will also get the Nightfall DLC pack for Arkham Origins. The PS3 version, or the PC version, excuse me, will bundle will bundle in the Game of the Year editions of either game, which will also grant you access to DLC like Harley Quinn's Revenge for Arkham City and 6 additional maps for Arkham Asylum. All right, yeah, that's about it, because it will be, just got to the end of the story. Be coming to the North America as well. Isn't it great that we prepare for the show fucking ahead of time? Right. I'm sitting here reading the story as we fucking podcast.
Just scanning it.
Yeah, looking for the important information. I try to read most of the story, especially when I host, but this one, I mean, we're professionalism went out the window like episode 3.
But about this collection real quick, one thing I don't like about what they're trying to do nowadays with collections is that they force digital versions on us. Is that, you know, I go in and buy the hard copy collection, but yet when I get it home, I only got the most recent game that came out as a hard copy, and the previous games as digital copies, which to me, I think that's kind of whack because I want a hard copy. If that's the case, I would have just stayed home and PSN if I wanted the digital copy.
Well, you can stay home and buy it off Amazon.
Well, no. No, because if I go to get the hard copy, I just go out, you know, out the doors to the store and get it, so I won't have to wait for the hard copy. But the whole point of this is, like, I don't like how they forcing digital copies on us, because I say that forcing because they didn't acknowledge that the God of War collection that they came out with all five games, that two of them were digital, and I was like, they didn't make that known. I'm like, that's kind of sucky. That's really sucky.
When my man Donnie goes to buy a special collector's edition of a game, he wants a lot of the Japanese Final Fantasy special edition. Oh. The PSP games come in UND. You get your PS1 disc. You get your PS2 disc. You get your PS3 disc. That's how Donnie wants his collector's edition.
No, I'm just saying, because it's not. Is it really a collector, or is it really a collection if you don't have it physically? You know, you can't really show off your collection because you don't have it physically.
Donnie's got a good point there, but Donnie, digital, that's the way we're going, you know?
Yeah, but can you what? Well, one thing I can say that they announced it up front this time, you're going to get this digitally, and not, like with me and my kids, they didn't say you were going to get two of those God of War games digitally. So, yeah. It's pretty cool, I guess. And then another thing, one last thing before we close out, who didn't see this coming? Duh, they're going to do a collection. They got three games.
Right.
I bet you when it comes to the U.S., I wouldn't doubt it if they are throwing that side-scroller they got out now, too.
Oh, the Blackgate?
Side-scroller? Is that like a web game?
No, it's Arkham Origins Blackgate. Came out on the PDS and the PS Vita.
Yeah. Blackgate, yeah. I'm quite sure they're probably throwing a digital copy of that too, or, you know, make it a little bit more expensive for that ultimate collection. they changed it from Batman Arkham collection to Batman collection Joker's edition. Like, I don't know, some kind of other edition to it.
Donnie, it took you all of like, what, 4 seconds to come over to that Joker line?
Yeah, it wasn't a very good one, but I threw it out there anyway.
So, yeah, all right. So, basically, if I cannot fuck this up again, PS3 versions of the games, the three-game bundle, PS3 and Xbox One versions of the games, you're going to get digital copies of Arkham City and Arkham Asylum. For the PC version, you're going to get Game of the Year Edition. So if you haven't played those games, I would say Arkham Asylum and Arkham City are both fantastic games. So if you haven't played them, you know, get it. Get the collection, as easy as that. Yep. Can we all agree on that?
Do it.
Make it happen.
All right. So that's going to bring us to the end of the show. Apparently there's a voicemail from Tricky's goddess, Tina. Tricky Mix spouse, his significant other. She wants respect, Donnie. She's tired of your she's tired of your sass mouth. She's not taking it anymore.
I'm quite sure it's not going to be anything because she's with Tricky. She can't have that much sense.
I'm leaving it in the show too.
Excuse this interruption. There were some more tech problems with the voicemail, but it was kind of jumbled, so I'm just going to give you the aftermath of what's said after the voicemail. Here you go.
So, yeah, so I didn't get a word of that.
Yeah, all I heard was I'm at the Capitol Hill, and I'm sitting here trying to pay a bill or something. Some Schoolhouse Rock type judge.
I think she told you to shut your trap there at one point.
Doing your big boy voice again.
Yeah, right. What's going on with that?
I don't know. Maybe I'm showing off for a listener. I don't know. Like, to me, my voice hasn't changed. Like, I'm talking like I normally do. So.
Oh, really? Because it sounds like you went into like this and threw some bass up in your voice. That's what it sounds like from our end.
How about now?
my Mickey Mouse voice.
Okay. So, yeah. And now, after that hateful email,
I didn't get any of it.
You know what, Tina? You need to be nicer to Donnie and to Yield. You need to be nicer to Donnie and Yield. That's all I'm gonna say. They are perfect gentlemen and they are wonderful and they make the show great. So you know what? And Tina, if you want to make the show better, come on the show. Be on an episode of Trophy Wars. Take Tricky's spot.
Why did you invite her?
Challenging her. If you make the show so much better, come on the show.
But if she commenting on anything from last week's show, that was Tricky going off on her, talking about her. We didn't say anything about that chick.
Leave it to Tricky to stir up shit. Really. I mean, come on. Yeah. So, housekeeping. Proven Gamer is looking for all sorts of positions. If you think you got some talent that you can help the site with, let us know. There is I believe there still is a Write for PG link at the top of the homepage. Basically, we're looking for writers, podcasters, video editors, and news reporters. So if you think you can do that and you can do it well, contact us. Just go to the front page and again, click Write for PG. Or you can email Tricky Mick. It's TrickyMick@ProvenGamer.com, I'm assuming. You can listen to our other podcast, PG Spoilers, which I don't really know. We had the Trophy Wars episode or the Trophy Chumps episode. I don't really know what our next game is going to be. Maybe it should be like a PS4, or maybe it should be Beyond Two Souls. I still got to get that, but maybe Beyond Two Souls?
I doubt that.
You're if you guys can follow us on our Twitter pages, our personal Twitter pages. I am at Sondasaurus Rex. Donnie is at Yuntwist. And Rain is at NM Rain. That is NM Rain, as in New Mexico Rain. Sorry to give away your location there, Rain.
Right. It's a pretty big state. There's a lot of open area.
All right. And even where they have houses, I'm sure there's more than like two clustered together. So you're probably safe. You can probably hide somewhere. Of course, on Twitter, you can also follow Trophy Horse at Trophy Horse and Proven Gamer at Proven Gamer. You can also go to Facebook for Official Proven Gamer. Click that like button. We always like your support. We feel like we provide a decent, well, we do all right with our podcast. We're not going to speak too high and mighty about it, but we think we do all right. So, you know, go onto YouTube, Official Proven Gamer, where you can see all kinds of videos. Donnie, do you have any more movie reviews out, or is Kick-Ass 2 your last review?
You didn't see my, what's that, spaceship or space movie came out?
Gravity.
Gravity. You didn't see me see that? Oh, that movie sucked. Gravity.
Really? Because everyone else says it's amazing.
Yeah, like the whole world says otherwise on that.
I know, and I'm so mad about that. I made note about that. That movie, nothing happened. Nothing. Nothing. The first 10 seconds, I threw that all in the beginning of the movie. Just watch it. Just watch it. That was the whole movie.
You know, Sandra Bullock does not act in bad movies, except for Speed 2 Cruise Control. That's the exception.
And I say, well, I know we're getting on movies here. We're trying to close it. But I say that's the only reason that movie made that much money, because they, Sandra Bullock and what's the other guy, the Clooney guy?
George Clooney.
And yeah, that's the only two. That's the only reason it made so much money. And the movie still sucked, in my opinion.
All right. Well, if you guys want to continue to listen to the show, hopefully if you're listening to this now, you found one of these ways. But if you're listening, if you just come to the website and you want an easier way to subscribe or something like that, you can go to iTunes. You can also listen to us on Stitcher. And while you're on those sites, please leave us a review. Let us know how we're doing, if we're doing something wrong, if there's a way we can improve the show, or if you just want to praise us. Usually Donnie gets all the praise, but the rest of us enjoy or need some love too. We appreciate it. So, you know, just give us an honest rating of how you think we're doing. And then our sponsors, first off, don't uncork it yet. We're going to save that for last. Play31.net. It is a variant, it's a website, online gambling site, a variant of poker, online tournaments. So if you enjoy gambling online, and who doesn't enjoy losing money or spending time playing gambling online, you probably tell that I'm not a good gambler and I don't enjoy it. But if that's your kind of thing, you can go to play31.net. Whatever. you can learn to play. They'll teach you how to play on play31.net. So if you've grown tired of poker, Texas Hold'em, like the rest of the world, it's not a sport. check out play31.net. Also, all right, Donnie, the big sponsor, of course, is... That's right, Amazon.com, especially with Black Friday coming up. Instead of leaving the house and fighting the crowds, why not stay home and shop on Amazon and just have shit mailed to you? But before you go straight to Amazon, come to Proven Gamer first. There should be a link to Amazon on the sidebar, the right sidebar of the website. Click that link. It'll take you right to Amazon. Just continue your shopping as normal. It helps us out. It's a very small step for you to get your goods on Amazon. So please help us out. We appreciate any kind of help you can give us. And yeah, so that'll bring us to the end of the show. Oh, another way you can contact us. Sorry, this is a contact DLC. Donnie, what is the phone number for us?
330-PROVEN-9. 330-776-8369. Back to you, Alex.
Oh, yeah. And as usual, it's time for our shout-outs. We'll let the guests go first this time. Rain, do you have any shout-outs for us?
I just want to shout-out you guys for having me on again. Always great to see you guys. I hadn't podcasted with Alex in a little while, so it was good to podcast with you. Shout-out to my lovely wife. Got to check out my unboxing video where my wife scared the shit out of me when she was opening my PS4. It was good times.
I gotta see that.
All right, well, so and tell everyone, Rain, you dabble in video game chatter in other places. Where what is the website that you write for and or podcast for, and the name of your podcast?
The site is joypadany.com, and yeah, it's basically based in Britain, so I'm the only American on the show and on staff, so everybody else is British, so there's a lot of, you know, take on what they do over there, but it's always good times. So yeah, you can check us out at www.joypadany.com.
Wait, so your co-host on the podcast, the Jamcast, correct?
Yes.
They're British?
They are British.
Okay.
is it anything like, oh, you freaking Americans don't know anything? Is
there any no, type of it ain't too bad at all. No, it ain't too bad at all. We're really cordial.
You kind of like me because I'm the only black guy on Proven Gamer.
There you go. Yeah. I'm the token American.
You know, Rain, did you know that you're the only black guy on the Jamcast?
I'm the only black guy on the Jamcast. And it's funny, too, because and when I podcast with them, it's I have a completely different mannerism than when I podcast with you guys.
Are there any black chicks?
I don't think Lakira appreciates that.
I just bring it up because it was...
That one black chick episode.
Yeah.
All right, Donnie, who would you like to shout out to?
Shout out to that one black chick.
And that other black chick.
So that one black chick who's sitting next to me.
And her sister.
Yeah, the black chick who I wake up with every morning, which is Lakira. Shout outs to her and the kids. They're starting to grow on me now. The listeners, of course. Rain, thanks for coming back, man. You are a rad dude to talk to. Keep on listening, because I'm going to keep on making them.
Keep on keeping listening. On. Life's
that's
hard.
Right.
Dig it.
That's right. And listeners, freaking write them comments, or you going to
pay what he owe.
Pay what you owe. Sincerely yours.
I don't know what that, Donnie, I don't know what that means. Like, I understand in the PlayStation 4 discussion, I know what it meant, but with that, I don't know.
Alex, I'm sorry to cut you off, but while you saying you don't know that, you just show how white you are.
Yes, I grew up listening to Papa Roach and The Offspring. I'm white as hell. All right, so yeah, I want to give shout-outs to Coolio and Ice Cube. I also want to give a shout-out to Hootie. And most importantly, I want to give a shout-out to the listeners. Thank you guys for listening. Shout-out to Turkey Mick, Yield, who couldn't be with us today, but we sorely missed you, or at least one of you. Guess which one? yeah, so if that's all, happy trophy hunting, and we will see you all next week.
Peace out. Nah.
You done got it this time.
I heard you work for Santa. I got a message for him.
tell him Riley said I'll be waiting for his ass next Christmas. And that better pay what he owes.
Check it. You done made it through another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your whoredom.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again and listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.